In this video, we'll look at how to get started using the Team Foundation Service Preview from Microsoft. Let's go ahead and launch our browser, and then we'll navigate to the tfspreview.com website. Now, if we scroll down to the bottom here, we can click the Create Account button and get started. Your first big decision is what's the name of the account. So if I put in Accentient, that's going to mean my URL is accentient.tfspreview.com. I'm also going to need to supply an invitation code. I'm going to go ahead and use this one here. I should also scroll down here and read the terms of service and the privacy statement. Let's go ahead and check this box, and we'll create our account. Next, I'm prompted for my live ID and password. Microsoft may support other authentication providers in the future. Go ahead and put in my live ID and my password. And I'll click sign in. And after a few moments, it's done. In this short period of time, Microsoft has provisioned my account and created a default collection which I can start creating my team projects. Probably one of the first things I want to do is add this URL here to my favorites. And I'll want to share that URL with my team. Notice on this Getting Started page, there's lots of good shortcuts. For example, here's a link to download the software necessary to connect my Visual Studio, Excel, Project, or Microsoft Test Manager to the Team Foundation Service Preview. You'll also find links to guidance and tutorials, and you can even make a suggestion on how to make this service preview better. If you click this link, it takes you to User Voice. Let's go ahead and return. And if you want to invite others to try out the Team Foundation Service Preview, you can click this link and generate an invitation code. Now, this code is good for a limited number of account activations, but keep in mind that this is separate from inviting team members to participate in a team project. You don't need an invitation code to do that. Let's go ahead and create a team project. We're going to create a team project called Tailspin. And we'll be building the Tailspin Toys web application. And I think I'm going to use the default process template, which is the new Visual Studio Scrum 2.0. Notice that there's also the MSF Agile and MSF CMMI process templates in here as well. I encourage you to research these before you choose one. Let's go ahead and create the project. And after a few moments, the team project's been created and Microsoft thinks your team is going to absolutely love this. Let's go ahead and navigate to the project's homepage. Now here you can see a dashboard showing many shortcuts in addition to the current sprint, the hours of capacity remaining, and a burndown chart. You can also add links to the favorites area to increase productivity. What I really like is the ability to go up here and actually search for work items. You can also navigate to other projects using this drop-down here. Notice these shortcuts over here where you can quickly add a product backlog item, task, bug, or additional work item types. Speaking of work, let's go click that link at the top here. Here you can create and manage your work items, such as product requirements, tasks, test cases, and even bugs. You can use the backlog, the board, or regular work item queries. There are several shared queries created for us automatically. These are specific to a Scrum team project. While we're here, let's create a task. And this task is going to be to install the update to enable Visual Studio 2010 to connect to the Team Foundation Service Preview. And I'll go ahead and assign that to myself. And we'll save the work item. We can also click on Source. And here you can explore the folders and files in your Team Foundation Service version control repository, as well as specific change sets and shelf sets. And notice here in the recent changes, we see history and even audit information of who created what change set and for what purpose. We even see a photo of the developer to know who to blame or praise. Let's click on Change Set 4. Here we can see more information about this change set, the full comment and notes, and even the work items that have been associated. I'm interested though in looking at this XAML file. Now here we can see the contents of this file, we can see a history of changes, and we can even see a comparison. Here we can see two versions of this file side by side and see which lines have been changed, inserted, or deleted. That's pretty cool through a web browser. Let's click on Build. Here's where you can view the currently queued and completed builds, as well as the build definitions themselves. If you have permissions, you can also queue new builds and even manage build qualities. Keep in mind, though, that you'll need to set up your own on-premise Team Foundation build server to enable this functionality. At any time, I can go over here to my personal menu, Richard, and pull it down, and actually manage my profile. Here's where I can specify a different display name. I can also set my locale settings, such as language and time zone. Let's go ahead and put my last name in. And we'll save our changes. On that same menu, I can also manage alerts. I can have it send me emails when certain things happen in Team Foundation Service. Notice it puts my default email address here, but I can change that, and I can also subscribe to these basic alerts. Or if this doesn't do what I want it to, I can go to Custom Alerts and actually design my own. So I can go to Other, and I can choose one of these as a basis, such as a work item's been assigned to me. And then I can tweak this alert to make it just right. Let's go ahead and cancel this, close this window. And I want to show you the control panel. That's this little sprocket icon up here in the corner. This control panel pops up in a separate browser window, which is nice. So notice the breadcrumb navigation. I'm currently here at the Tailspin Team project. And on this page, this is where I can manage the teams within my project, as well as the iterations, areas, security groups, and permissions, and even team alerts. If we go back one level to the collection, here's where I can see and create team projects within the collection, as well as manage the collection security groups and permissions. And finally, if we go to the root, to control panel here, now we can see a hierarchy of all of our team projects under the collection, and there's even some convenient shortcuts as well. And to exit the control panel, it's as simple as just closing this tab, or the browser window. Let's go ahead and minimize Internet Explorer, and I want to go install that software update that will enable my Visual Studio 2010 to connect to the Team Foundation Service Preview. So let's go ahead and open that MSI. I believe I saved that in my downloads folder. We'll go ahead and run this. And after a few moments, the installation has completed. Let's go ahead and click Finish, and let's start Visual Studio. I have a shortcut right here. Let's just verify that update was installed correctly. Let's click on Help About, scroll down, and here we can see KB2581206. Great. Let's click OK. And over here in the Team Explorer window, let's go ahead and connect to our Team Foundation Service team project. So we'll click Servers, and we'll add one, and we'll enter our account URL, and click OK. And here's where you see that software update kick in. It knows it requires Live ID to authenticate to the service, so it prompts us for our Live ID credentials. We'll click Live ID login, and I'll put in my email address again, and my password. This time I'm going to have it keep me signed in. Great, let's click Close, and then we can connect to our default collection, and it'll enumerate the list of team projects. So we'll select Tailspin and connect. And once connected, you'll see it looks like any other team project from an on-premise Team Foundation server. Notice there's no Documents and Reports folders. Those aren't supported in the Team Foundation Service Preview. If we right-click on the team project, we can go into its settings and take a look at areas and iterations. We haven't set up any areas yet, but here are the default releases and sprints for a Scrum project. Go ahead and click Close. And we can also come back in here and look at the group membership. So as you can see, some of the administration functions will actually take you back to the web. Let's go ahead and close this tab. Return back here to our team project. And let's look at the work item queries. I'm interested in finding that task I created for myself earlier. There it is. Let's go ahead and change the state. I think we're done at this point. And we'll save our changes. So in this video, we've taken a look at how to get started using the Team Foundation Service Preview from Microsoft.